Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Well, today was it's been a big nostalgia hit today here on the Green Zone with the news from Sportsnet and CBC.
It's an end of an era.
That hockey night in Canada on really CBC is done.
Hello, Canada and hockey fans in the United States and Newfoundland.
Yes, they announced it's done. It's over.
I think that's it for Ron.
The last season of Hockey Night in Canada. Well, the last time there was a new rights deal, and this is going to be a new rights deal, they put George Strombolopoulos on, and people petitioned to get Ron McLean back, and then they got Ron McLean back, and now they want Ron gone. So I don't know what anybody wants anymore. But we'll see who... What they do this offseason. Like, hockey on Saturdays, it's going to be on Sportsnet and City TV. But CBC owns the Hockey Night in Canada brand, and Sportsnet doesn't appear to be buying it to continue it. So Saturday Night Hockey it is. For 74 years, you turned on CBC on Saturday, and you watched hockey, and it was called Hockey Night in Canada.
What did you think of the panel this year? Because I actually started to really, like over the last couple of years, I felt like they kind of got their legs underneath them. Like I never was a huge, at the beginning of his run, and he's been around forever, but I was never a huge Elliott Friedman fan, but he's really growing on me. I love Kevin Bieksa. Kelly Rudy, my problem with Kelly Rudy has always been he is... he's too nice.
Well, Kelly is...
He never says anything...
Yeah, and that's on purpose. He doesn't...
And I get
he doesn't
that.
Want to be an open critic. He will talk about a play. He will talk about, you know, needs to do this better or that better, but yeah. He's never going to be a brash in your face. Not good enough. They need to trade him or anything like that.
I didn't even mind Luke when they had Luke on.
Yeah, Luke Gazdick. I was surprised they kind of scaled him back later on in the playoffs, because I really enjoy Luke Gazdick.
I like David Amber. I like Kyle. Jennifer Botterill, I love what she, like, she's a smart hockey person.
Yeah, absolutely.
A very smart hockey mind. Sometimes I felt there might have been a little tension on that panel. I think her and Kevin may have butted heads at times. That was the sense I got.
I think they're starting to be a team now.
Yeah.
Now that they've done it for a while. But we were talking here in the Green Zone on who would you put on the Mount Rushmore. And Don Cherry, like, it's locked in. It's locked in. Don Cherry's on the Mount Rushmore. But from there, when you look at the popularity of different players, I think Bob Cole probably has the second most votes of those who are putting in their four Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, I'd say you're right there.
Foster Hewitt, Dick Irvin, Howie Meeker are in a dead heat for 3, 4, 5. Ron McLean not getting a lot of love. Getting a little bit. There's somebody like Locker says you have to have Ron and Don on there together.
Yeah.
Like they were a staple.
For me, here's the thing. I've been doing this a long, long time. And the one thing that I learned in my radio career, and a lot of people, they've got big egos and maybe they're not willing to admit it, but I think that if you have any chemistry with somebody, like if you're in a team situation in the broadcasting world, and I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I've been very lucky. I've had very, very good people across from me, and they always bring out the good things in each other, right? Like if you're lucky enough to have somebody that knows your inclinations and you can bounce off of them, if you've got good chemistry with somebody, that is, I'm telling you, it's pure gold. And listen, Don would not have been able to do that job without Ron. Ron would not have been able to do that job without Don. And the two of them, whether or not they had the, you know, had the foresight to admit it, I think if you sat them down and had a beer with them, both of them would admit it, including Don. Although I think it would take a little longer, a couple more beers.
Well, one of the most iconic memories I have of watching Hockey Night in Canada, and of course, you remember the games, you remember the Stanley Cups, you remember the Oilers and the Flames and the Montreal Canadiens winning, and then the devastation of watching the New York Rangers and the Boston Bruins win two game sevens against my Vancouver Canucks over that period as well. But one of the memories I have most is when Don Cherry was talking about the more and more like guys getting concussions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the new equipment. And he brought out an old set of pads that Wayne Gretzky wore. And it was just fabric.
Yeah,
it was padding, and then he brought out the new elbow pad with the plastic, and he said, "Look," and he whacked wrong. See, whack.
That hurts, doesn't it?
So that's where I can agree with. How do you not have them together on a Mount Rushmore?
You don't. You can't. You can't separate the two. And I will not back down on that. It's just. I don't care what your opinion of Don is. I don't care what your opinion of Ron is. And they both have made mistakes, right?
So Don Cherry, Bob Cole, Foster Hewitt, Danny Gallivan getting some love. The I think he was the OG voice. Even and then Foster and him were kind of bouncing around back and forth. He was kind of Montreal, Foster, Toronto.
What did you think of Jim Hewitt?
Jim Houston was my guy because he was Vancouver's play-by-play guy.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
He was the Western guy. So I really liked Jim, but a lot of people didn't like Jim because they're like, oh, he's a Canucks fan. Like, oh, yeah, we have to live through all the Leafs fans growing up.
Leafs fans hated Jim. But I never thought that he was...
I really enjoyed Jim Houston.
See, I liked his call as well, but I never really thought that he didn't... I didn't think he was a homer. Did you get that from him?
No.
I was always surprised.
I never got anybody. Everybody, like a lot of fans will think that this broadcaster is clearly a homer.
Bob was a bit of a homer. Bob Cole.
You listen to his calls, though, from like the epic goals of like Lemieux and the Penguins. And you hear the epic call from this team or that team, you can't tell a difference. Like,
no.
Sure, there was probably a Leafs bias for Bob Cole.
Yeah.
But he was a Newfoundlander. Right?
Yeah.
So I think, what is it? St. John's used to have the Leafs farm team out there. But like Bob Cole's got to be on. It's like Foster Hewitt, Don Cherry. Okay, Ron, if you want to put him on there. A lot of votes for Dick Irvin. Dave Hodge getting votes, tossing the pen. That's what got him fired from Hockey Night in Canada, was rallying against the powers that be for making broadcast decisions.
So I thought, correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned that they went to a movie. They went to figure skating. Wasn't it, there was something like a big figure skating event, and because he made a crack about ice dance or something when just before they pulled the pin on the broadcast, on the hockey broadcast. Or am I wrong? Did they have some like Saturday night movie marathon or something?
I know they cut away from a game.
They cut away from a game and he was annoyed, but I thought it had something to do with figure skating or curling. Anyway, Chris Cuthbert is, I love Chris's call. There's a guy you would never know. Not in a million years would you know what team he cheers for based on his call. And that's in football, too. Was he a better football guy than a hockey guy?
Cuthbert?
I think he had a better football call, no?
I have all the respect for Chris Cuthbert. I think both his calls are great. I miss him on the CFL and TSN. I really enjoyed his call.
I don't mind. Absolutely. Dusty. I like Dusty. But Chris, there's something special about his delivery.
No, they just... I don't know what was next, but they just cut the game short.
Yeah.
Because it continued on in Quebec, but Calgary and Toronto was playing. That game ended early. So Philadelphia and Montreal were tied it in the third, and it was going to go to overtime. But at 11 o'clock, they were like, Quebec will watch. We're done. Let's all go home. And
the pen toss was epic.
His quote was this. Now, Montreal and Philadelphia are currently playing overtime, and are we able to go there or not? We are not able to go there. That's the way things go today in sports in this network, and the Flyers and the Canadians have us in suspense and will remain that way until we find out somehow who won this game or who's responsible for the way that we do things here. Good night for Hockey Night in Canada. He flipped the pen.
That wasn't on the teleprompter. That was ad-libbed, my friends.
Yeah. The pen flip. Dave Hodge has a lot of your love as well to maybe be on the Mount Rushmore Hockey Night in Canada. 1-877-332-8255. Keep your thoughts coming. Trevor says, I remember it. It was the national news was the next thing.
I thought it was another sporting event, though. No.
Got to get the news. Quebec got to watch the end of that Montreal-Philly game, though.
Sure it wasn't figure skating?
Harry Neal. Another vote for Harry Neal. Don Whitman, Chris Cuthbert, Ron McLean, Don Cherry is Darren's. Oh, Darren's doing two. He's doing post-1985, which would be Don Cherry, Chris Cuthbert, Don Whitman, and Ron McLean. Pre-1985, Foster Hewitt, Bob Cole, Rene LeCavalier, and Danny Gallivan.
Don Whitman. Nice.
And also okay. Put Dick Irvin in there as well. So he's going with
that's
five.
A good way of doing it, Darren. I like it. That's the struggle right now, right? Like I'm leaving Foster Hewitt off.
Foster Hewitt on. You've got to have Foster Hewitt. You have to have Bob Cole. You have to have Don. So now there's only one left.
Yeah. So we all know whether or not you know Foster Hewitt or you grew up with him, you know his voice.
Yeah, it was the
part
opener,
of the opener for 100 years. Seemed like 100 years.
100 years. For 74 years, but of course, it was his iconic intro.
Hello, Canada and hockey fans in the United States and Newfoundland.
Yeah, Foster Hewitt has to be on there. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Okay, so I now have official clarification of what happened that day that got Dave Hodge fired from Hockey Night in Canada. Earlier in the day, there was a political convention, and it was the semifinal of the Brier. So that was your curling thing that you were talking about.
It was curling or figure skating. I remember that there was something it was sports-related.
So they cut away which to a convention, which already probably ticked them off. And then it was the national. Probably to talk more about the convention. So he was like, this is enough of that. This is ridiculous. A lot of people believe Dave Hodge should be on the Mount Rushmore of Hockey Night in Canada, or just his pen. Just put the pen there.
Do you keep that pen? I would have.
He wouldn't have thought anything of it to keep it. He just threw it over his shoulder, left, got a call from his bosses and said,
now we need to, someone get a hold of Dave Hodge. If he has that pen, he's a hero of mine.
Yes, today was the news, Hockey Night in Canada. The brand owned by the CBC. That's it. Sportsnet will not be continuing on, will not purchase the branding of Hockey Night in Canada. So it'll be something different for hockey on Saturdays moving forward from here on out.
Kind of sad.
Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill. The latest in sports. Kylian Mbappe scored twice as France overcame a little bit of a slow start. 3-1 win over Senegal. Norway's leading Iraq 2-1 right now. And of course, Lionel Messi in Argentina, the defending champions on the pitch tonight against Algeria in their first match. Canada resumes their group stage against Qatar on Thursday. John Tortorella will not be back as the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. The team made that official today. And Joseph Woll was traded from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Philadelphia Flyers, a package that includes a defenseman, a goalie, and a third-round pick coming back to Toronto. Meanwhile, Simone Benoit was also in that trade from Toronto to Philadelphia. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, more on Tort's departure in Vegas. Next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You two are winners, big winners.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on, you're smashing.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning.
You're an idiot.
Ah!
You're a bad person.
Champs and Chumps here on the Green Zone. Sorry to Donald Trump. Well, it's not Donald Trump who's the chump. It's FIFA.
Well,
FIFA's making the decision.
We can add his name to it.
Apparently, the report is that they are forgoing a tradition and a protocol that will allow Donald Trump to be the first to lift the World Cup trophy when it's presented.
I mean, Donald Trump's been the president now for how long? And soccer hasn't been, I mean...
So he's presenting
football,
the trophy.
World Cup hasn't been around that long. Why should we worry about traditions of...
That's ridiculous to me. It's a tradition.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand why, like, FIFA gets a bad rap. I got to tell you, they are not helping their cause.
Nope.
With the Peace Prize thing, bending over for Trump is just, this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. You remember the tradition. You give the World Cup and he walks over to his players and they do the, and then they,
someone
the captain
tackle
lifts it up.
Him before he gets a chance to get his hands on the trophy.
So there's your chump. They're going to break protocol so Trump can lift a trophy over his head.
It's ridiculous.
We are champing Taylor Swift's rider from the Eras Tour. Darren Rovell broke this one.
This is for our producer, Scott.
Yeah, producer Scott loves this one. It's got tortilla chips, mac and cheese, extra shredded cheese for the mac and cheese, a stick of butter, I imagine, for the box of microwavable popcorn, two tubs of Ben and Jerry's, a bag of Twizzlers, a couple of Diet Pepsis, Welsh's grape juice, chocolate milk, and two bottles of fine red wine. That is Taylor Swift's rider. That's amazing.
She doesn't have the best diet by the sounds of it.
Do you need to have a diet when you're on the stage for that long, almost every night for years?
I guess maybe. Well, she doesn't tour. She's not playing every night, right? So maybe she does cheat nights after her performance to reward herself. Okay. There you go.
There's your champs and chumps here on the Green Zone. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. Argentina begins the defense of their crown as World Cup champions tonight. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. Of course, Canada's next match Thursday in Vancouver against Qatar. Hockey night in Canada is no more. Hockey night in Canada on CBC is not going to return this fall. That was an announcement from Sportsnet and CBC. Sportsnet will carry on with a Saturday night hockey as the main provider of hockey on Saturday nights. John Tortorella was told, that's about enough of you around here. So the Vegas Golden Knights will not bring him back as the head coach. That's it for us here on the Green Zone. We'll be back at it tomorrow at 2 on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.